Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got our good friend, former U.S. Congressman, Kiko Canseco. And I wanted to get him on because there is an effort, and he has spoken about it, about the, in several counties, including here in San Antonio, Bexar County, efforts to do massive mail-outs of voter registrations and allow people to register to vote, well, practically anonymous. All they have to do is just sign a name and send it back in, and they are registered to vote. It sounds very, very democratic, but Kiko, welcome to the show. Tell us, what are the pitfalls in this kind of a situation?
George, thank you for calling me and asking me this question. I'm very happy to address it. It's always been a pleasure to be on your show, and I hope and pray that your broadcast has become broader and broader and broader, because these are very, very good messages. Let me tell you what's happened in Bexar County. Bexar County is dominated by the Democratic Party. Not that Bexar County is Democrat, it's just that they have machines that can conquer the courthouse and city hall. And with that, they can control a lot of the things that go on politically in this county. So what happened today was that they had a measure, it was called Rule 66, in order to hire this organization. It's a left-wing organization. It professes itself to be that way. It has come out with blogs and other things in order to help Democrats and left-wing people get elected and to get their vote out. It's the opposite of any efforts to protect the vote and to make sure that only citizens vote and as many citizens get to vote. So it passed today on a measure 3-2. Tommy Calvert and Grant Moody voted against it, and the judge and two others voted for it. And I won't go into all the details, but this organization is really a very left-wing organization. And the county is now going to use taxpayer dollars from you and I to go over there and mail as many voter registrations to people that are not registered to vote. So they're going to blanket the county and surroundings with our money in order to procure all these votes. And also, they're going to do whatever they can before they turn them into the elections office for approval. But we talked about this earlier, that it's not just voter registration that's going to bring in a lot of people that are not entitled to vote, or people that do not exist. Like I used to say, you know, you can register your dog to vote, or several crucifixes on the cemetery plot to vote. Now it's in the system, and they will get mail-in ballots. They will get all sorts of other things. But along with it, they're going to be able to get an enormous amount of information on many people. And they said it today, the people that are going to be contracted to do this. It was not done on a contract. It was done on a purchase order. The contract would have been a little more telltale. But they're going to grab from anybody who's registered to be a barber or to work or anything where your name and your address shows up, that you exist. They're going to go out there and they're going to harvest all that information, not for the benefit of Bexar County, but for the benefit of the Democrat Party. And possibly this is part of what Kamala Harris came out today, that she is putting in, I think it was $25 million to go help the down ballot. I don't know exactly what that means. I know what the down ballot is, but I don't know what it's going to be used for. The idea being this, that under current Texas law, it is not the job of the government officials to use taxpayer money for anything related to elections other than what you do in order to manage the votes, count the votes, and get those documents in and get them certified through the Secretary of State or other agencies as to a lot of things. But they cannot go out there and do that. The job of registering people should be and has always been left to the parties and the candidates to go do it. Because if a party and a candidate does not go out there and get their people registered to vote, then they're going to lose. So what they're looking to do is they're looking to raise the numbers for the Democrat Party and to take over Texas, period.
Now, one of the things that we keep hearing also is that because these application or these registration cards are being sent to people who are not registered, these people may also not necessarily be citizens. And so consequently, they may be registering either on purpose, by design, or by just accident, by the fact that they are sending them out, people who are not citizens. And that alone is a violation of the law. What are your thoughts?
Well, I agree with you, because if you look at the election code, and I think it's 276.018, the county, it's against the law for the county to do that or to pay money for that. It's against the law for them to do that. And I know with my text back and forth to Austin that the Attorney General is going to sweep in here with a massive lawsuit against Bexar County. But let me point something out that's sort of a telltale of all these things. You know, my neighbor here across the street is still married to a Venezuelan. And the wife's brother was waiting in Nuevo Laredo to get his green card with his wife and cross over and come to San Antonio. Well, when the green card finally came in, he crosses the river. He goes through, customs or whatever it is that says, yes, you're right, you're now a green card holder, you've got the right to come in here, and all these other things. And then they're met with all these other tables of people that are offering things from WIC to Social Security or SSI. And one of them is a voter registration. And this guy was astute enough to say, I'm just coming for the first time. I'm not a citizen yet. And the lady says, well, you fill it out now, and when you become a citizen, it'll always already be on the record. What does that tell you? It tells you that people that are sworn to go out there and get legal voters, that means citizens, to register to vote and to use all effort within the law to discern whether or not they are telling the truth about their citizenship or not. So you get them coming in across the river and coming in, and the first thing is, here's your voter registration. How many are not astute enough to say, oh, okay? And probably coupled with, you know, Biden's been very good to you because he's letting you in.
Yep.
So that's a horror tale that tells us exactly where the mind of these people are. And after hordes of people went up to the dais and talked about this issue, I didn't get out until 1:30 in the afternoon. I was there since 8 o'clock. But after all these people, then the two representatives that voted yes, one is precinct one, the other one is precinct two, they said this is partisanship to the nth degree, and I don't buy it, and, you know, this is not true, this is horrible, just denying all these facts. So they're going to go for it no matter what.
That's amazing. That is really, really disturbing. What can we do? What can be done now that this contract is done, or to stop this future wave of trying to vote for more? I mean, to register more Democrats specifically.
You know, this is my thought, and I'm counting on the threats that the Attorney General has given. It gave the same threats to Harris County, and Harris County backed off. They tabled the matter. When they're going to bring it up again, I don't know. But Bexar County, instead of tabling the matter, which was the proposition of Tommy Calvert and Grant Moody, they all said no. Instead, they passed it. So I think that the Attorney General has already said they're going to sue. And I texted someone at the Attorney General's office, and they said, "We will file suit today." So, wow. I'm hoping to see what they're going to do. They're probably going to enjoin the county. The only thing is that, you know, looking at the courthouse, the district judges, and also the Court of Appeals in its current makeup, I can tell you that it's weighed in favor of the Democrats.
Yep.
Because this is a highly political issue, and this is an election year, and they know where their bread is buttered, and they're going to follow the rulings of the Democratic Party.
That's
instead
right.
of their conscience and their elected sworn duty.
Well, instead of paying attention to the Constitution of the United States.
Right, you know, and the laws of the state of Texas.
Yep. Let me conclude with this question to you, buddy. What's the point of being a lawful legal citizen if anybody and everybody gets the right to vote?
It diminishes its value, because it's as if you own a company and your brothers and sisters and your uncles and aunts, you're all the owners. And all of a sudden somebody comes in that you don't know and he says, "Well, I've got a right to vote, and I vote that we don't do this or we don't do that, and I'm going to get some other friends to come in and vote the same way." You know, it's as if you've got China or somebody else coming in and trying to take over your governance, trying to take over your God-given rights, which is the right to control your own destiny and your own home and your own governance. I mean, the Constitution of the United States says these are rights granted to us by God and not by anybody else. No government grants them for you. Government is there to protect those rights. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to create rights, not those that are given by God, but rights that are granted by government in order to keep and maintain power.
Yep, exactly. Buddy, we're going to let you go, but thank you very, very much for taking time to be with us. Folks, we've been speaking with our good friend, former U.S. Congressman Francisco Kiko Canseco. Thank you very, very much, and you take care of your health, buddy.
All right, George. Take care.
Once Bye-bye. Again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.